On University of Michigan Week, isolation protocols during the pandemic can be challenging for low-wage workers in particular. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alford Young, Jr., Professor of Sociology, examines the experiences of these workers.
We fail to properly recognize the depth of the struggle for African Americans if we assume that health disparities are all that we have to pay attention to for making sense of why the COVID-19 crisis is so severe for them. Certain social and cultural dimensions of their everyday life situation heighten their susceptibility. First, African Americans live in densely populated areas that offer greater challenges for social distancing. They also live in households that are more crowded than are the homes occupied by more privileged Americans. And those more crowded homes also often are smaller in size. The density of the community, coupled with the density of the household, exacerbates the challenge to African Americans to commit to social distancing and social isolation. Furthermore, many African Americans, particularly of low-income circumstances, do not have the luxury of thinking about staying at home as the best means of surviving the crisis. They have little to no financial reserve. Therefore, as much as many Americans think that staying at home ensures survival, struggling African Americans, if employed, feel that they must go to work in order to survive. Delivering food and groceries, stocking store shelves, and any other kind of service work that they do happens to be central to the ability of the more privileged to stay at home and survive. These considerations do not dismiss that health disparities clearly matter for understanding the status of African Americans in regard to COVID-19. This is only to say that social and cultural factors matter as well. Therefore, effective intervention on the behalf of African Americans requires understanding the relevance of these additional conditions and circumstances.
That was Alford Young, Jr. of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.